Unit 5. Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of three sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example. You will hear,
"Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message?"
You will read, A, "I'm not sure." B, "You're right." C, "Yes, certainly." D, "That's interesting." From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, "Yes, certainly," is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin. 1. May I make an appointment for today? May I make an appointment for today?
Two. Would you mind helping us? Would you mind helping us?
Three. How did you do in the exam, Dick? How did you do in the exam, Dick?
Four. Do you know Julia has got a new job? Do you know Julia has got a new job?
Five. Would you care for a cup of tea? Would you care for a cup of tea? Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
6. Listen to me, Joe. The exam is already a thing of the past. Just forget about it.
It's easier said than done.
Question. What can we infer from the conversation? Listen to me, Joe. The exam is already a thing of the past. Just forget about it.
It's easier said than done.
Question. What can we infer from the conversation? Seven. John, what are you doing on your computer? Don't you remember your promise?
This is not a game. It's only a crossword puzzle that helps increase my vocabulary.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers? John, what are you doing on your computer? Don't you remember your promise?
This is not a game. It's only a crossword puzzle that helps increase my vocabulary.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Eight. The taxi is waiting downstairs. Let's hurry.
Wait a minute. I'll take some food with us. I don't like the meal served on the train.
Question. What are the speakers going to do? The taxi is waiting downstairs. Let's hurry.
Wait a minute. I'll take some food with us. I don't like the meal served on the train.
Question. What are the speakers going to do? Nine. Have you finished reading the book you bought last month?
Oh, I didn't read straight through the way you read a novel. I just covered a few chapters that interested me most.
Question. How did the woman read the book? Have you finished reading the book you bought last month?
Oh, I didn't read straight through the way you read a novel. I just covered a few chapters that interested me most.
Question. How did the woman read the book?
Ten. George, look at the long waiting line. I'm glad you made a reservation.
More and more people enjoy eating out now. Besides, this place is especially popular with the overseas students.
Question. Where did the conversation most probably take place? George, look at the long waiting line. I'm glad you made a reservation.
More and more people enjoy eating out now. Besides, this place is especially popular with the overseas students.
Question. Where did the conversation most probably take place?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you have heard. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin.
First reading.
It is believed that one can start at the bottom and go all the way to the top. Because financial matters are so important, some accountants become top executives. In companies where technology is important, people with an engineering background can also rise to the top. Nowadays, however, education plays a central part in the selection of people for management jobs. Universities in many countries offer courses in business administration. The graduates of these courses often start out in middle management jobs. From there, they can easily get promoted if they show the necessary personality and ability. Second reading.
It is believed that one can start at the bottom and go all the way to the top. Because financial matters are so important, some accountants become top executives. In companies where technology is important, people with an engineering background can also rise to the top. Nowadays, however, education plays a central part in the selection of people for management jobs. Universities in many countries offer courses in business administration. The graduates of these courses often start out in middle management jobs. From there, they can easily get promoted if they show the necessary personality and ability.
Final reading. It is believed that one can start at the bottom and go all the way to the top. Because financial matters are so important, some accountants become top executives. In companies where technology is important, people with an engineering background can also rise to the top. Nowadays, however, education plays a central part in the selection of people for management jobs. Universities in many countries offer courses in business administration. The graduates of these courses often start out in middle management jobs. From there, they can easily get promoted if they show the necessary personality and ability. Unit 6. Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
"Are you catching the 13:15 flight to New York?"
"No, I'll leave this evening."
Question, what are the 2 persons talking about?
You will read, A, New York City, B, an evening party, C, an air trip, D, the man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin.
1. I'm really angry with Jason. He never listens to me.
Take it easy, Linda. Things will work out.
Question, what does the man imply?
Two. Can I use your new laptop, Susan?
Yes, of course, if you're cautious when you surf the internet.
Question, what can we infer from the dialogue? Three. Why didn't you elect Paul as head of your department?
I don't see him as a potential leader.
Question, what's the woman's opinion of Paul?
Four. I really can't stand the way Tom controls the conversation all the time and cuts people off when they're speaking. If he's going to be at the party, I just won't come.
I'm sorry you feel that way, but my mother insists that he come.
Question: Why is Tom invited to the party? Five. The speech given by the supervisor to be promoted this evening was extremely dull.
I think everyone felt the same.
Question: How did the man feel about the supervisor's speech?
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are two recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken two times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Conversation 1.
Have you ever heard of Apple Computer and Atari?
Yes, I've heard of them.
Do you know anything about their establishers?
No, I don't.
Well, Steve Jobs, a 21-year-old college dropout, started Apple Computer in 1977 with a friend. Today he is a very rich man, worth more than $150 million.
And what about Atari?
Atari's establisher, Nolan Bushnell, became rich and famous in 1972 when he invented Pong, the first video game. At that time he was 20. In 1976, he sold Atari for $28 million.
What do they have in common?
Well, firstly, both of them are relatively young. Secondly, they are rich. Finally, and most importantly, each of them became rich by doing something that no other person had done before.
Questions. 6. How old was Nolan Bushnell when he started Atari?
Seven. What do the owners of these two companies have in common? Have you ever heard of Apple Computer and Atari?
Yes, I've heard of them.
Do you know anything about their establishers?
No, I don't.
Well, Steve Jobs, a 21-year-old college dropout, started Apple Computer in 1977 with a friend. Today he is a very rich man, worth more than $150 million.
And what about Atari?
Atari's establisher, Nolan Bushnell, became rich and famous in 1972 when he invented Pong, the first video game. At that time he was 20. In 1976, he sold Atari for $28 million.
What do they have in common?
Well, firstly, both of them are relatively young. Secondly, they are rich. Finally, and most importantly, each of them became rich by doing something that no other person had done before.
Questions. 6. How old was Nolan Bushnell when he started Atari?
Seven. What do the owners of these two companies have in common?
Conversation 2.
How many people are working at Capital Electronics?
About 25. And we're planning to hire another 5 people next month.
Your company is doing very well, isn't it?
Well, we aren't the biggest software company in Canada, but we try very hard to produce good products.
Do you sell a lot of computer software to the United States?
Not anymore. We aren't concentrating on the American market these days. We're focusing on the Asian market.
Are you doing any business in China?
Yes, we are. As a matter of fact, we're working on a joint venture now. We're developing some new software for China.
That's interesting. What kind of software are you developing?
Software for Chinese banks and other financial institutions.
Questions. 8. How many employees will Capital Electronics have by the end of next month?
Nine. Which market is Capital Electronics concentrating on?
Ten. What kind of software is Capital Electronics developing for the Chinese market? How many people are working at Capital Electronics?
About 25. And we're planning to hire another 5 people next month.
Your company is doing very well, isn't it?
Well, we aren't the biggest software company in Canada, but we try very hard to produce good products.
Do you sell a lot of computer software to the United States?
Not anymore. We aren't concentrating on the American market these days. We're focusing on the Asian market.
Are you doing any business in China?
Yes, we are. As a matter of fact, we're working on a joint venture now. We're developing some new software for China.
That's interesting. What kind of software are you developing?
Software for Chinese banks and other financial institutions.
Questions. 8. How many employees will Capital Electronics have by the end of next month?
Nine. Which market is Capital Electronics concentrating on?
Ten. What kind of software is Capital Electronics developing for the Chinese market?
Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you will hear 5 questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase in not more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answers are printed on your test paper. You should write your answer on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now listen to the passage. China's WTO commitment to open up the country's internet in 2006 has prompted overseas internet giants to make a move into the new market. In the latest example, US-based Yahoo last week formed a partnership with 12 Chinese companies to provide email and other services. The move appears to contradict the firm's previous pledge that it wouldn't compete with domestic rivals Sina, Sohu, and NetEase. Yahoo's China branch will first provide free email technology for the 12 companies. Their customers can register accounts with as much as 1 gigabyte capacity. The 12 companies will not pay Yahoo China for email services, but Yahoo can easily win millions of good internet users. That, in turn, will help Yahoo develop online advertising and other forms of marketing. Yahoo China will also provide search engine and instant messaging services to the 12 companies. Yahoo China's three major businesses are email, search engine, and instant messaging services. The partnership with the 12 companies will help Yahoo China move into other business internet content thanks to millions of loyal customers.
Questions 11. What has caused overseas internet giants to enter the new market in China?
Which company partnered with 12 Chinese companies to provide email and other services?
What will Yahoo's China branch provide for its partnership?
What profit can Yahoo China get from providing free email services?
15. What are Yahoo China's three major businesses?
China's WTO commitment to open up the country's internet in 2006 has prompted overseas internet giants to make a move into the new market. In the latest example, US-based Yahoo last week formed a partnership with 12 Chinese companies to provide email and other services. The move appears to contradict the firm's previous pledge that it wouldn't compete with domestic rivals Sina, Sohu, and NetEase. Yahoo's China branch will first provide free email technology for the 12 companies. Their customers can register accounts with as much as 1 gigabyte capacity. The 12 companies will not pay Yahoo China for email services, but Yahoo can easily win millions of good internet users. That, in turn, will help Yahoo develop online advertising and other forms of marketing. Yahoo China will also provide search engine and instant messaging services to the 12 companies. Yahoo China's three major businesses are email, search engine, and instant messaging services. The partnership with the 12 companies will help Yahoo China move into other business internet content thanks to millions of loyal customers.
Questions 11. What has caused overseas internet giants to enter the new market in China?
12. Which company partnered with 12 Chinese companies to provide email and other services?
13. What will Yahoo's China branch provide for its partnership?
What profit can Yahoo China get from providing free email services?
15. What are Yahoo China's three major businesses?